Hello.
Hi, hello, good morning, ma'am. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. To begin, are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yeah, I am. Can I ask again who this study is being conducted by?
Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. We're not trying to sell you anything, no products or solicited contribution. We're just trying to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not at all interested in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Very interested.
Thank you. And the following one, do you define your racial classification as African American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
Prefer not to answer.
Okay. And thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings.
A little satisfied.
A little, thank you. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of public school, the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
Very little confidence.
Thank you. If the New Orleans Public Schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Unsure.
Thank you. I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Or two, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
Unsure.
Okay. Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if it would not influence, a little influence, somewhat influence, or strongly influence to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one, learn that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Does that strongly influence you, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat
influence, okay. And learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
Somewhat.
How much influence does that have? Thank you.
Somewhat.
Learning if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Is that for, a lot, whatever that option was.
Strongly influenced. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045.
Somewhat.
Okay. Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes.
Very much.
very, that's strongly influenced, right?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not good at straight options.
No problem. As long as we understand each other. Learning that although the federal government invests millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there wouldn't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. How much influence does that have?
Some influence.
Some, okay. Learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city.
That what kind of money?
Learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Okay. And now we have talked about the millage. If the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
I don't think I have an answer.
No problem. So don't know, right?
Yeah, don't know.
Got you. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school?
No.
A teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No.
A staff member or administrator at New Orleans public school?
No.
Non-affiliated with New Orleans public school?
Yeah.
Okay. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18 to 30, 31 to 49. Okay. So 18 to 30?
Yeah.
Okay. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate
college
or professional
grad.
School, college grad. Do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
Thank you. All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, and I hope you have yourself a rest, wonderful rest of Saturday. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.